Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Community Church of St. Lawrence. We're glad that you chose to worship with us this morning. I got a few announcements to point out to you in your bulletin as we begin this morning. Next Sunday, there's a back-to-school event for the youth group at 6 p.m. here at the church. So that's a kickoff welcoming in those that are starting the school year. So last year's sixth graders going into seventh grade, make sure you guys come to that event. Thankfully, we do have somebody to lead our youth group. So Tyler Hahn's going to be heading that up with help from Charlie and Mitch. So thank you to those guys for stepping up to help lead our youth group. We are still looking for a club rock director. So if you are interested in that or can help lead the club rock ministry, let Mark Kettlehut know on that. We have nursery available to those two and under back there during the service. And then after the service, we have Sunday school for all ages. So we'd love to have you stay around for Sunday school. Next Saturday, we have men's breakfast. We try to do it every month. It doesn't always happen that way, but we're going to do it next Saturday at 8 a.m. And then after, so you can come to one or the other or both. We'd love to have you at both, but you don't have to. You can come to one or the other. Afterwards, we're going to do a service project at Pastor Jim's home. There's a carport to put up for his father-in-law, who's now living with them. So if you have, you can just come and help if you have the time. I'll be looking for announcements on what to bring. We have some guys that are going to know a lot more than some of us, and we'll try to get that done starting at 9:30 next Saturday. Pastor Jim, who should they let know, you or Todd, that they're coming, or just show up? Okay. All right, sounds good. And then one thing to add on that, if you have a service project opportunity, let one of the elders know. After men's breakfast, we try to have it once a month, like I said. If you have a service project opportunity that you know of somebody that needs something done, maybe on a Saturday morning or part of a Saturday, let one of the elders know this fall or going forward, and we'll try to do our best to serve in that way. Last announcement that I want to point out is this insert in your bulletin. Pastor Jason and his wife Christina are going to be doing Bible studies on Sunday evening starting in September. So you can go ahead and read that insert, and then there's a sign-up sheet out in the foyer. Our call to worship today is from Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
Again, extend greetings and welcome to each one here. Grateful that you have chosen to worship with us. If you'll take your hymn books or look up on the screen, we're going to sing number 6, Sing Praise to God Who Reigns Above. And I'm going to ask you to stand with me, please. Number 6. Sing praise to God who reigns above, the God of all creation, the God of power, the God of love, the God of our salvation. With healing balm my soul he fills, and every faithless murmur stills. To God all praise and glory. What God's almighty power hath made, his gracious mercy keeps.
All is right, to God all praise and glory. The Lord is never far away, but through all grief distressing, and ever present help and stay, our peace and joy and blessing. As with a mother's tender hand, he leads his own, his chosen band, to God all praise and glory. Thus all my toil, some way along, I sing aloud his praises, that men may hear the grateful song my voice unwearied raises. Joyful in the Lord my heart, both soul and body bear your part, to God all praise and glory.
You take a moment to greet one another and let each one know they're glad they're here. Well, this is our opportunity for bringing our prayer requests and praises before the congregation. I have a couple that have been given to me. If you would remember Tala Sandness and her family, her mother passed away this week, and services are coming up. I'll be praying for them. She has had a long road dealing with her health issues, and God has called her home this week, and so we pray for the family through this time. Also, Gary Schwarzendruber let me know, one, he is dealing with a health issue that he's got cellulitis, but at least he's here. I didn't think he'd show up today. Just he's been manning the armchair at home. But also, as part of their tractor pulls, they have come to know a family up in Eureka, Jerry and Barbara Bauer. Yesterday, Barb went to the hospital not feeling well. On her way, being transported to Sioux Falls, she passed away. And so that tractor pulling community, but also for the Bauer family, for Barbara's family, husband Jerry and the family there, we'll be praying for them. That is just the suddenness of how these things can turn. Yes.
I don't remember his name. He's had some surgery on it, but they couldn't get all of it.
So an extended prayer request for that family. The son had been diagnosed and has gone through surgery with a brain tumor. As a reminder of Kiana and from the Van Zee family and her path through this time as well. So any other prayer requests or praises? June.
Yeah, update on Bob. Most of you probably know that he had had eye surgery this week. Had a tear and retina that came loose. And so he's been dealing with that all week. I spent Tuesday and Wednesday in Sioux Falls, and he's got to go back on this Tuesday to check up and make sure it's healing like it's supposed to. In the meantime, he has to sit with his head at a 45-degree angle. Fortunately, they let him take a month off of school, so he'll be done at the end of October instead of the end of September. But there'll be different students and what have you, so it'll be a change. But that's all coming together for him. So hopefully, when this is over, he'll still be able to see.
Yes. This past week, Ron and June's son Bob had a tear in his retina that had to be repaired surgically. Grateful that that surgery went well. He'll go back Tuesday for a checkup. But also, we've been praying for his schooling, he has been given a month off to be able to heal. And because being online, it's kind of good to be able to see with both eyes. But we'll pray for his healing. Especially for the appointment this Tuesday. Any other prayer requests or praises? Oh, Heidi.
Praise our kids are feeling, our kids are back. But also praise and prayer for middle school too. I read an article and that, you know, there's a lot of brand new things up there that happen, but I know they're waiting for books. And just huge prayers for that school.
The reminder that school is beginning. For some, that's a praise. Others, that's a major prayer request. But definitely, both for our high school students, college students as well, but also for the Miller School as they get back in their building. If you'll notice, the fellowship hall is really nice and shiny. They fit us in this week, the custodians, to get that done. And we were able to bless them, they have blessed us through a lot of different things. And it is going to be unique, in a sense, kind of a brand new school, but not all the things have gotten back in or come in yet. So we'll be praying, but that it would be a more normal year. Of course, normal, we just never know what that is. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Ernie. So Ernie's brother, Vernon, he has been on the prayer list, but Ernie was able to touch base with him, and his health issues are still quite significant, and health is declining, so we will pray for him and through this time. Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we come this morning, we thank you so much for the opportunities that we have and the country that we live in, for the freedom of worship, the freedom to gather together, that we can come and acknowledge at the beginning of our week that we do not know what this future holds. We make plans, and I pray that as we do, we would always include your stepping in, and that we would seek to do your will. That as James tells us, that we may say we are going to be doing this or that, but it is truly if God wills. Father, we thank you that we can be a part of your plan and be a part of your family through the work of your Son, Jesus Christ, that his death and resurrection and ascension has purchased for us our salvation, has made a path back to the Father, that we can be a part of what you're doing in this world. Father, it does not remove the hardships of life, but you give us the strength to face them. You give us the hope that these situations and circumstances that we find ourselves in will not have the last say. That the evils of this world, the struggles that are going on, also are not the last say. Father, you have a plan for this world. You desire that all people would be saved, that your gospel message would be broadcast to the ends of the earth. And Father, we have the opportunity of being able to participate with that, not only around the world, but here in our community, in our area. Father, we pray for these requests this morning, for the health needs of individuals. We pray for Bob and continue to ask that you would heal his eye, give him patience with the healing process, and thank you for the answer to prayer that school will give him some time off, that he may be able to heal so that he is not stressed in that way. We continue to ask that you would guide him through the schooling, opening up opportunities as he works through the classes, and it is our desire to see him to be able to finish the program and finish well. Father, we pray for Kiana and her ongoing health needs, that you would walk with her through her cancer treatments and that you would completely heal her. Father, we pray for the Bauer family and the with the sudden passing of Barbara, for the stress that has been going on with their son's diagnosis. Father, may these hardships make them sensitive to your spirit, that your church would be able to come alongside of them and be your hands and feet in their lives, to know that you do understand us and that you do use the hardships of life to draw us closer to you. Father, soften their hearts and be with them through this time of grief. We pray for Tala and her family. As they grieve, may they be able to follow the words of Paul. As they grieve, may they grieve as those who have hope, that this life is not all there is, that death is not the final say, that our Savior has conquered death and there is no now longer sting in death, even though the separation from loved ones is hard. The promise of being immediately transferred into the presence of our Savior is what gives us hope. May they be able to feel your peace and your presence through this time. Father, we pray for Ernie's brother Vernon, that you would be with him through this time. Father, we ask that he also would have his heart right with you, be with Ernie as a brother, as a family member. May his concern be able to transfer to being concerned for also Vernon's eternal destiny. Father, we pray for the events of this coming week. Schools are going to be starting. Grateful to see the students that have come for the sports week for SBA to be ready to start on Monday, for the staff, for Miller Schools. It has been a rough several years, and last year with the fire and the explosion, we're continually grateful that no students were injured. And as the building has gone through a transformation and all the material needs to come in, the kitchen equipment, all those things, that you would gather them in time for school to start. But we pray, Father, for the opportunities for staff and faculty to be able to be a witness for you. Father, we thank you for the ministries that you've entrusted to us. For Club Rock, we pray for an individual to step forward to direct our VBS, for direct Club Rock, for those that have stepped forward to direct our youth group. We pray for, even though it seems a long way away for VBS, but we also pray for the search for a new youth pastor. We pray for Pastor Derek and Kelly as they get settled in to the church in Ohio and start this next adventure and the opportunity to invest in the lives of students there. We thank you for the investment they had here. Father, we pray for our ministries around the world. We pray for the Unruhs as they also get ready for school in Mexico, that you would bring the students that are to be there, that you would protect in their travels, give Paul wisdom as he continues to teach and open doors of ministry throughout the world that they can impact. Father, we pray for the offering we're about to receive from your people, that you would use it for your honor and glory. We thank you for how you've provided for us, and that we can, as a remembrance of how we are dependent upon you, give of our time, our money, our efforts, our talents. Father, we thank you for each individual that's here today. May you be honored and glorified in our service. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hi, everybody. So for those of you who don't know me or have forgotten about me, my name is Taylor Michaelis. And I wanted to take some time to thank you all for supporting me, both over my spring break and this summer in the mission things that I did. And I wanted to tell you how both of those went. So first, I'll tell you guys about the spring break missions trip to Broken Arrow Bible Ranch in Vanderwagen, New Mexico. I know a little bit more now that I've done it than when I was telling you what I thought we were gonna do. But so along with my team from Frontier, we helped remodel multiple rooms, which involved moving furniture, reflooring, and painting, lots and lots of painting. And we also got to talk a lot with the leadership at the camp and learn more about what it's like to work at a camp and stuff. So we also got to visit a Navajo church in Arizona, where we got to run their service, and I got to share my testimony while there, and it was a really cool experience just spending time with them and learning more about their culture. And that sort of sums up the spring break trip. And then this summer, I was with one of the three Frontier camping teams, and we got to travel around to 7 different camps and counsel at their teen camps. And the camps we went to were mostly in Montana. One was in Idaho and one in Utah. And we also did a VBS in Montana, and we had one break week in Washington, so that's a total of 9 weeks. My team included Michaela Bennett, some of you guys know her, and Caleb Fulton and Isaiah Mulsey. Now, to kind of explain my summer and what all we did, I'm just going to answer some of the commonly asked questions. So, the first one, did your team get along well? Yeah, we did, even though it was a long time. We got along pretty well and had a lot of fun together. Did you guys have any Mormon campers while in Utah? We did have a couple Mormon campers, and they were very open to hearing the word and understanding of the spiritual things that we talked about. And so it wasn't a huge difficulty. They were very open to Jesus and what the Bible had to say. How many campers did you have each week, and did you counsel them by yourself? So every camp was a little bit different. Some of the camps we would counsel in a cabin by ourselves. Some there would be another counselor or two other counselors. And in the cabin we would have a range of 5 campers to about 14. And the camps overall, the weeks, they ranged from having a total of 11 total in the camp to a total of about 90-some. So the next question I'll answer is, what was the hardest part of your summer? And nothing really jumps out at me as being super difficult compared to other things, but if I had to answer, I guess I'd say maybe getting to know a new group of staff and campers every single week, because we had to go to different places, so it was a whole new group of names for everybody. And also saying goodbye after just 1 week to the staff especially, it was really cool getting to know all the different staffs at camps and stuff. Also being in the car for about 4 to 10 hours every weekend got a little tiring. The next question, were you exhausted by the end? Physically, yes, but mentally and spiritually, it was feeling pretty great. What was the best part of your summer? I really enjoyed doing Devo times with my cabins. It was really, just really cool to share the gospel and discuss things with the kids. And I really enjoyed sharing in one-on-one time with them too, because a lot of my campers didn't understand that you can't work for your salvation or to keep your salvation. A lot of them felt like they were messing up too much, so they didn't get to keep their salvation pretty much. And so it was just really, really exciting to share with them that they could have, you know, you do keep your salvation, that they don't have to worry about that. Another question, I think this one might have been asked the most, which camp was your favorite? So my team kind of discussed, and we had like a top 3 that we enjoyed. They were all really great camps, but we really liked Eastern Montana Bible Camp, Old Faithful Christian Ramp, and Camp Elohim, but all of them were great camps. What did you learn this summer? So as the summer went on, I got a lot better at just like jumping right into the deep conversations about spiritual things and such. And also just the general growth of understanding how to deal with different situations with people, because, you know, we saw lots of different strange situations. Did you have any extremely difficult campers in your cabin? Most of mine weren't too difficult. I had a few who acted out a little bit, but it wasn't too hard to deal with. So what happened at the last camp? Some of you guys know something different happened at our last camp. So we had to leave the camp early because we chose to leave the camp because of doctrinal differences. We didn't want to portray Frontier aligning with their beliefs, and we felt uncomfortable not being able to share what we believed personally. So we had no clue. We couldn't have a clue that the camp was going to have these differences. They didn't tell us about it till we got there. And so we just chose to leave because we felt that was the best way to go about it. And there had been a team that had gone there in the past, and it was fine then, but the camp just had some major changes since then. So our summer did get cut a little bit short at the end. So, did you guys get to see some cool sights while traveling around? Yes, we did. We did lots and lots of traveling. So we got to see some cool different things that I'd never seen before. Like, we passed by Devil's Tower on our first drive, and we got to see some of Glacier, and we saw some really cool waterfalls, and we even got to make a trip to Cannon Beach, Oregon, to see the ocean during our break week. So that was really cool, just admiring God's creation and seeing some different things that way too. And this is another question I almost forget about answering, but a lot of people have it, is what vehicle were you driving? Like, how were you getting around? So the school provided a van and covered our gas prices and everything. And then here's another question. Did you have any car troubles? Yes, we did. but it wasn't too horrible. It was right before our break week. We were actually on our way to go visit a Mormon temple. Sadly, we didn't get to. But yeah, we got it all worked out. Would you do this again next year? I'm not sure. I really enjoyed it, but we'll have to see where this year takes me. Maybe I will, or maybe I'll choose a camp to do like for a full summer. That would be pretty cool too. And then this last question, do you think that camp ministry is where you want to go full-time after college? I'm not sure. I really enjoyed it, but I definitely could possibly see myself in that, but I'm not sure where God's going to take me yet. So, I also wanted to thank you all for praying for me and my team, and thank you for supporting me financially also. I'll be sending out some thank yous / update letters too sometime at the end of August, hopefully. And I would still appreciate your prayers as I go into this school year. I'm going to be an RA in the dorms, which is a big ministry for me that I'll be like every day. So I could really use some prayer, especially for strength, rest, and an understanding patience with people. I'm heading back to school today right after church, so there's not going to be much time for asking questions like after church. So if anyone has any like quick questions they want to ask, does anyone have anything? Okay, so now Cassidy and I are going to sing a song for you guys. I'll just sing you guys a song. So I chose this song because, it was the first one that came to mind that was sticking out to me at the moment. And it's just been a song that I've heard a lot in the last year. And, yeah, has a lot of good meaning in it. It's called His Mercy Is More. And so it just talks about how God's mercy covers everything and how we fall so short, but His mercy is more than all of that. So, that's the song. Praise the Lord, His mercy is more. Stronger than darkness, new every morn. Our sins, they are many, His mercy is more. What love could remember no wrongs we have done? Omniscient, all-knowing, He counts not their sum. Thrown into the sea without bottom or shore. Our sins, they are many, His mercy is more. What patience would wait as we constantly roam? What Father so tender is calling us home? He welcomes the weakest, the vilest, the poor. Our sins, they are many, His mercy is more. Praise the Lord, His mercy is more. Stronger than darkness, riches of kindness he's lavished on us. The blood was the payment, his life was the cost. We stood near the debt we could never afford. Our sins, they are many, his mercy is more. Praise the Lord, his mercy is more. Stronger than darkness, new every morn. Our sins, they are many, his mercy is more. Praise the Lord, his mercy is more. Stronger than darkness, new every morn. Our sins, they are many, his mercy is more. Our sins, they are many, his mercy is more.
Was beautiful. The words of the song about his mercy, his love. It's just amazing. And your journey through the summer sounded really kind of cool, actually. Very interesting, very God-filled. And I can't imagine the lives that you touched and the way your life was touched, too. So what a beautiful journey you've had. I'm going to share just a verse from the Bible this morning. It's in Psalms 57. It says, "Be gracious to me, O God. Be gracious to me. For my soul takes refuge in you." Refuge, what does that mean to each one of us? "And in the shadow of your wings, I will take refuge until destruction passes by. I will cry out to the Most High God, to God who accomplishes all things for me. He will send from the heaven and save me. He reproaches him with trample when I'm trampled upon. God will send forth his loving kindness and his truth." Kind of with what Taylor was saying about his mercy and his love. So I just wanted to share that this morning. Please stand with us this morning as we sing.
Lord of all creation, you are holy, holy. majesty. You are holy, holy, God of wonders beyond our galaxy. You are holy, holy, the universe declares your majesty.
Share something real quick while the instruments get ready. I've had a really busy summer this summer with some older kids in my home, and my granddaughter came and worked for me this summer, which allowed that to be able to happen, and just to have her with me was amazing. But the kids that I had this summer, every summer is different. Every summer is filled with tough moments, great moments, fun moments. But to watch these kids love on each other and to show kindness and tenderness and forgiveness, all while they talk about Jesus, was a huge inspiration to me, and that makes me know that parents are raising their kids to love the Lord, and that's huge in the world where we're living. And so I just wanted to share that because I think sometimes we wonder what they perceive, how they perceive, how they grow, how they develop, and that's amazing to me. And I just wanted to thank parents. Some come here, some don't. But just thank parents for doing the job that God called you to do. And it's a tough job, but it's an amazing job. So I just wanted to share that.
Jesus.
ahead and be seated.
We thank you for the songs that we've sung this morning, for the reminder that your creation declares your majesty, your existence, your miraculous power and sovereignty, the reminder that your word is faithful and true, and we thank you for giving it to us and for the relevance that it has to our lives. We pray that you would be with us now as we look into it and we study it and we take from it what you'd have for us to receive this morning, and pray that it would be something that we receive with